just a tough second half there. You guys had a really a good start to the ball game in the first half, getting it inside pretty good, but that 2-3 zone seemed to kind of pack around your center in the second half.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the zone or just more what we did. I was just more frustrated with our lack of defense throughout the game. That's really where it happened. So,
well, you knew coming in this would be a team that's had some pretty good runs this year, averaging 48 points a game, but you got off to a pretty good start there, had some big runs, and I thought in the first half your ball movement was pretty good, getting the open shots around that zone.
Yeah, we talked to our kids that basically we thought we would get any shot we want, and we did. And it was more, I don't know how many turnovers we had, probably 25, and when you turn the ball over that many times, you're just giving them way too many chances.
If you kind of pinpoint maybe one or two things in the second half, what seemed to spark that rally for Guymon?
That we fouled every possession instead of guarding without our hands. So it's just when you foul and put people on the line, you're giving them way too many chances to win a game.
And you had, of course, Julie Calzanetti. She really started you off pretty good there with 6 points in the first quarter. And you had some players making their debuts tonight. Allie Main coming off the bench. She ended up with 4 points there. And she was a bright spot there, especially in that first quarter with the scoring.
Yeah, I was proud of some things that our kids did individually. It was more just the collective defense that I still can't put my head around.
Well, you have a quick turnaround here. You'll have Palmer Ridge, a pretty good team, coming up here on Thursday, and only get one day to kind of prepare for 3 games in 3 days. And is it good maybe to just have a short-term memory about what happened here tonight with the big weekend coming up?
Yeah, you're going to have some mental toughness to not respond to just one bad game, and you got to come back and have 3 this weekend.
What, if anything else, you know, you mentioned about the fouling on defense. What are some maybe other things that you want to clean up from game one to game two?
Basically just taking care of the basketball. I don't know how many turnovers we had, but most of them were self-induced. Instead of them making us turn it over, we just turned it over ourselves. And so that and the defense is definitely the two big things.
Well, Coach Matt Pfeiffer joining us here. Tough loss for Garden City tonight here, 60-50. And thanks, Coach, for stopping by here post-game. And good luck to you coming up here starting with Palmer Ridge on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks for doing the game.